Good afternoon. My blog for today is called We're Not Safe Yet. Well, we're in for another cyclone, this time Cyclone Cook, heading our way and predicted to be upon us here in the south around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. I am noticing that campers are staying here, feeling safer to stay put in our camping grounds, rather than venturing out on our roads to either return home or continue on their holidays. What devastation has hit us only a few days after the ravaging we all took from Cyclone Debbie? Amazing weather patterns at this time. I don't know if I've ever been caught in a cyclone before, let alone two of them, just days apart. We are being told that we should expect winds of up to 160 k's per hour. That is very likely to push a vehicle over. Let's hope it's not ours. Again, my husband is in Wellington, and so constantly keeping in touch by phone is all we can do right now. He has rung several times today already to tell me he loves me and to make sure I have battened down the hatches. I wondered what he meant by that when he first mentioned it yesterday. I moved my car from the front of the bus to along the side just in case, and as I write this, up the driveway comes another large and rather vulnerable camper. They seem to be so high nowadays with all sorts of fittings on their rooftops that will most certainly suffer damage during such high winds. And indented is Live Cyclone Cook, predicted to be the worst storm to hit in 49 years, bears down on New Zealand. And this is an extremely serious weather event. Put safety first, don't take any chances. At least part of my family are safe. The weather in Auckland is not so bad, the ferocity of it having decided not to hit them. Thank goodness, I breathe out a sigh of relief. Whether we like it or not, the elements are not to be taken lightly, and there is absolutely nothing we can all do except to be prepared for the worst. I feel some comfort, knowing that my 72-hour kit is in the car just in case I have to leave the safety and security of my mobile home during the night. But then again, this is how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. This is Debbie Nicholson.